SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump believes presidents should have some input on the Federal Reserve decisions. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that story.
During his presidency, Trump repeatedly attacked the nation's central bank for lacking vision and ripped Fed Chairman Jerome Powell as clueless about the economy and interest rates. As he seeks another White House term, the former president says he could handle fiscal policy better than the Fed.
In my case, I made a lot of money. I was very successful, and I think I have a better instinct than in many cases, people that would be on the Federal Reserve or the chairman.
Many economists believe it's best for the Fed, which is an independent agency, to avoid political interference. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new report from Microsoft finds Iran is accelerating online activity appearing intended to influence the U.S. election. The report shows Iranian actors have created fake news sites, impersonated activists, and in one case targeted a U.S. presidential campaign official with an email targeting a phishing attack. Microsoft says the activity shows Iran is laying the groundwork to, quote, stoke division and potentially sway American voters this fall. Also at SRNnews.com, Venezuela continues with problems concerning their election.
Mr. Maduro has been sending some really harsh messages to the opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado. He said that the only dialogue that she should be able to have must be with the public prosecutor. And again, time and again, he's accusing the opposition of being involved in a plot orchestrated to overthrow him and to ignore the will that the Venezuelan people have expressed in the polls, according to him.
And this is SRN News. An atheist group going after a religious organization.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a formal complaint with the Internal Revenue Service seeking to have the tax-exempt status of the Catholic League revoked. The foundation accuses the League of dabbling in politics because of a series of social media posts that point out Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. The League says it has First Amendment rights and will not stop posting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana has some new pro-family laws, including some that have been blocked by former Democrat Governor John Bel Edwards. Now, Republican Governor Jeff Landry is in office. He previously vetoed bills. Those previously vetoed bills have been able to pass and now become law. One new statute broadly barred teachers from discussing so-called gender identity in the classroom. This is SRN News. Here's a way to spend your weekend. The annual Florida Python Challenge. It's underway.
It's a competition between hunters to capture the most and longest Burmese pythons. The 10-day hunt is meant to incentivize hunters to capture the invasive snakes in Florida to win prizes among a share of $30,000. But the grand prize winner with the most snakes humanely killed gets $10,000. The Florida Wildlife Commission aims to bring public awareness of the harms of this invasive species in Florida with this event. John Scott reporting.
The union that represents train engineers says Union Pacific holding back on its promise to make their schedules more predictable. Nation's largest railroad telling the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen Union that it isn't getting enough work out of its engineers anymore and had to hire more workers than planned. More details at SRNnews.com.